Mr. President, members of the board, our Assistant Attorney General, Seamus Monahan, is appearing via the phone and available. He's just not going to be in the room today.
Okay. All right. So when you're speaking, please speak up so that Seamus can hear us through the phone.
All right. It's a board meeting of the examiners of nursing care institution administrators and assisted living facility managers. The board's mission is to protect the health, welfare, and safety of the public who seek and use the services of nursing care institution administrators and assisted living facility managers. Pursuant to ARS 38-431.02, notice is hereby given to the members of the State of Arizona Board of Examiners of Nursing Care Institution Administrators and Assisted Living Facility Managers, and that to the general public that the board will hold a regular monthly board meeting, which is open to the public on Monday, August 14, 2023. Regular board meeting to be held at 1740 West Adams, Board Meeting Room C, Phoenix, Arizona, 85007, and it is 9:07 a.m. Persons with a disability may request a reasonable accommodation, such as a sign language interpreter, by contacting Jack Conker or through the Arizona Relay Service at 711. Please make your request as early as possible to allow time to arrange accommodation. The board president reserves the right to change the order of the items listed on the agenda, except for matters scheduled at a specific time. Board members may be present by telephone. During the course of the meeting, the board, upon a majority of the vote of the quorum of the members, may hold an executive session for purposes of obtaining legal advice from the board's attorney on any matter listed on the agenda pursuant to ARS 38-431.0383, and for the purpose of discussion or consideration of confidential material pursuant to ARS 38-431.0382. The executive session will be held immediately after the vote and will not be open to the public. As a reminder, during the meeting today, the resident's name is confidential, so please either use the term resident or by using the resident's initials. Items that are referenced as a consent agenda may be considered as a single action unless a board member removes a specific item for review, discussion, and action separately from the other consent agenda items. The board will review, discuss, and may take action on the following matters listed on the agenda. The agenda for August 14th, 2023 regular board meeting is as follows. So let's start with the roll call.
President Kidder.
Here.
Vice President Archer.
Here.
Member Stephen.
Here.
Member Hill.
Here.
Member Brimhall.
Here.
Member Cook.
Here.
Member Felix.
Here.
Member Coford.
Here.
And Member Campbell is absent.
All right, thank you. Okay, at this time we have Declaration of Conflicts of Interest, ARS 38-503. Does anybody have any conflict of interest in any of the cases today?
Mr. President, I do want to see two. I'll put in the recusal for that.
All right.
Mr. President, I got Section 8C, Item 1, 4, 7, 9, 13, 20, and 36.
Okay, can you read the list again?
Yeah. It's in Section 8C, Item 1, 4, 7, 9, 13, 20, and 36.
Hi, Mr. President. I have one, Section A, 9.
Anything else? Okay, let's move on.
Now move on to calls to the public. Persons who want to address the board do not need to request permission in advance, but they do need to complete a request to speak to the board forum so that the board is aware that they are here and that they want to speak to the board. Each person who wants to address the board will be given 5 minutes to do so. However, the board may limit the number of persons speaking on each issue to a reasonable number of persons. Pursuant to ARS 38-431.02H, the board can discuss or take action only on matters that are listed on the agenda. Board action on issues that are not listed on the agenda is limited to directing staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for further discussion at a future board meeting. And at this time, is there anyone that is here that wishes to address the board that is not already listed on the agenda? All right, hearing none, we move on. Okay, review, discussion, and possible action on approval of minutes. Draft June regular minutes, meeting minutes for June 12, 2023. Draft July regular meeting minutes, July 10, 2023. And draft July executive session minutes, July
10, 2023. Approve these minutes, all three. Second.
Okay. Vice President Archer?
Aye.
Member Brimhall?
Aye.
President Kidder?
Aye.
Member Stephen?
Aye.
Member Hill?
Aye.
Member Cook?
Aye.
Member Felix?
Aye.
Member Coford?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, very well, thank you. All right, section five, review, discussion, and possible action on administrative licensure and manager certification. First up is Aria Rose Davenport. Thank you for being here. And for the record, if you'd introduce yourself, please.
Oh, Aria Rose Davenport.
Okay, very well. All right.
Mr. President, members of the board, this is an application review case for a manager certificate. Basically, in short summary, the applicant disclosed several hits on a criminal background. Staff was not comfortable issuing the manager certificate as is, given that history. The applicant does have a current valid fingerprint clearance card, and she did respond and disclosed all the details of that history in her application. More detail that is in the investigative report. If you want to review the probation that was at issue and some of the other arrests. I don't have anything further unless there's any questions from the board. So the board's job today is to decide whether or not to issue that manager certificate, or certain cases you can issue a consent agreement for stipulations if you think it's necessary.
Okay, very well, thank you. All right, so you're before us today to discuss something about your past.
Yes, sir.
The past is the past, and maybe with the person who you were, but what we want to know today is the person that you are sitting here today. Mm-hmm. And what your hopes and aspirations are. Tell us a little bit about what happened here in the past.
In the past, I suffered from a drug addiction, but I've been sober for 2 years now. I'm also big in 12-step groups. I also sponsor other women in that program. I've also gone back to court and got all my charges set aside, and I've gotten a second chance and all my rights restored in those. I'm also currently enrolled in college. I'm on my third year towards my degree for my nursing license. I've been a caregiver for a long time, but I got my fingerprint clearance card back so I could continue to help elderly, which is what I've always done. I've been at my job for 4 years. My boss is also here as well for that. So.
Okay. How did you obtain your fingerprint clearance card? Was it through Good Cause Exception?
Good Cause, yes. Sir.
Okay.
Have you passed the test yet?
The manager's test? No, I took it once. I did fail it, but I'm going to the September one again.
Okay.
Mr. President,
Thank you for being here. Staff wrote up a recommendation that would allow you to get your license pending passage of the test if you were willing to meet certain conditions, including, you know, proof of attending AA, random drug tests, no further lapses with the law or with your addiction struggle, which, you know, is never ending. So, were you comfortable with, are you comfortable with those conditions? Good, thank you, Mr. President.
Yes. Could you tell me a little bit more about, you said, I think I heard you properly, you've been on the job for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the nature of that job, what you're doing, and how would that relate, if at all, to the license you wish to get.
So when I got my fingerprint clearance card back, I was at this job, right? I did have a relapse 2 years into working there, and I left the company while I was in my addiction. So since I've been sober, I've been back there. I take care of a 10-resident facility, do medications, do their ADLs with them and everything like that, cook, clean, everything. But that place is the place that I would be the manager for. It's the same home I've been at. I don't know if that addresses your question, but.
And you said your supervisor is here today?
Yes. The owner of the facility.
Well, if the supervisor's here with the board's permission, I think I'd like to hear from the supervisor who's worked with her. Could you come up, please? Hopefully, it will be positive. Please, thank you for coming up. And for the record, would you please state your name?
Doris McQuaid.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about how you became acquainted with our applicant here, and tell me something about her work performance and your commitment to her.
Yes. I met Aria through her mother, who worked for hospice. And her mother was telling me about Aria, so prior to me meeting her, I knew her background. And when she was released from incarceration, I met her, and she has a very good heart. I think she got caught up in bad people, and so that's why I was also helping her get her fingerprint back, and I just felt like she was able to do it. She showed me that she was able to do it, although she had a little bit of a setback that she had mentioned for time. And I've been kind of keeping up with her through her mother. And I think it was this last period where she had a child, where she decided that she needed to stop what she was doing and start taking on responsibility. So she did enroll in school. She's in her third year of nursing school now. That is her goal eventually, is to become a nurse. She's always talked about it, and that's what she really wanted to do. She got married. She has another child with a person she married. I think she is on a good path, and I see a good future for her if she could pursue a nursing degree. Eventually, I think her nursing degree is ultimately what her final goal is. I'm helping her with her management certificate, mostly because I think I'm always there at the facility anyway, and I think these steps towards levels of responsibility is good for her, and it will also help her, I guess, find herself and be responsible. And also, she's very good with the residents as well. She's very loving. She's very caring. I just think she just had a bad bout in her life with going with the wrong people.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Questions?
My only comment would be, out of everything that we do, the one thing we cannot teach or make happen through anything is somebody who has a good heart, who cares for residents. And so if that's her basis, I would be comfortable with the recommendation there.
Okay. So, do you want to read the recommendation?
Or would you need to? Okay, so we want to do consent agreement?
Yeah.
Mr. President, members of the board, the staff recommendation is for a consent agreement to issue the manager certificate with the terms that are listed there on the investigative report. For the purpose of everybody's knowledge, it would include a probation of 1 year. It would include mandatory AA reports and attendance, which it sounds like she's already doing. It would include 6 random drug tests throughout that 1 year probation, all of which must be negative, with the exception of doctor prescriptions. And any violation of the probation, the terms would result in automatic revocation of the manager's certificate. It would also include reimbursement of investigative costs of $632.96. So if that's the pleasure of the board, a motion to approve the proposed consent agreement for issuance of the manager certificate, and a second would be appropriate.
Jen, who would be, tell me more about the random drug tests and who in our organization does that. I've not heard that being done before, so how would that work?
Mr. President, Board Member Steven, it is a normal thing with other health-related boards for those professionals that have had problems with drugs, alcohol. Mm-hmm. So there are state contractors that we would contact to have that respondent go on a random basis. Like any lab test now, you'll probably see some of the private businesses around town have panels. We order a specific panel for the drug testing that would include the drug of choice. In this case, probably alcohol. We would give them 20 short period of time, window of time, a couple hours to go there and do the drug testing, and the location would already know that this person would be coming in. The cost of that drug testing would be the respondent's, not something the agency pays.
Mr. President, may we do one more addendum to number 3? Can we also add a sentence that all medications be notified to the board?
Prescription medications?
Correct.
Mr. President, we have standard language that I can pull from like a monitored aftercare or a CAN-DO program, and realize that if your applicant is a nursing student, when she submits her application, if she submits it here in Arizona, they have a program set up, it's called CAN-DO, where there would be similar stipulation probably for licensure that we're doing here.
I have a question too. Ms. McQuaid, I think your name was?
Yes.
You said you're currently in a supervisory role in the situation.
I'm a manager right now for the home. This is the living home for 10 people. I'm there every day, so I see Aria when she's at work. So I do supervise the home in general, including Aria's work.
So how would that change if Aria was to get her license and be approved? How do you see that relationship changing?
I'm expecting to be continuously there because it is my baby. My home is my
And that is my focus, that's my
only job.
But what I would like her to do is basically do some of the administrative functions that, like the monthly checks of the documents of the, you know, the Mars, do the monthly Mars, inform me of anything that might be a shortage in terms of stock. The things I enjoy doing in my home is activities with my seniors. I want to be there for outings with them. I like taking them out. But then in the back of my head, I'm like, oh no, Mars is due. I got to run back and, you know, cut this trip short. Those are the things that I would basically like to have a person help me with and be responsible for, where I can be more responsible for interaction with the residents.
So did I understand you that you're the owner of the
I am the owner and manager of this facility.
And then Aria, help educate me in terms of nursing programs. I'm not familiar with the exact process you go through. How you say you're in your third year,
yes,
and then you would graduate.
So I'm at Pima Community College in Tucson. The way I kind of did it in a roundabout way, I have two more classes until I can actually apply to the nursing program, which would be 5 semesters. But I already have 2 semesters done with the way I did it with the degree that I'm working on. So I'll have 2 associate's degrees by the time I finish, one for general education and liberal arts, and then the nursing degree, associates.
And then you graduate as a LPN, RN?
RN. Yes.
Okay.
And eventually I'll make that a bachelor's in RN.
Okay.
The only thing I think we need to add, passing the test, because is that a given?
That's good. It's the minimum requirement.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and passing examination within the substantive time.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me begin to craft a motion here. For the application of Ariane Rose Davenport, complaint 2023 NCI 0253, I'll make a motion to approve a permanent application with the following conditions pending passing the board's manager examination within the substantive time frame where the application will be denied. Probation of 1 year, monthly AA reports of attendance from the servicing agency, 6 random drug tests during the term of the probation at the direction of the board staff must show negative results, and all prescription medications must be disclosed to board staff. Any violation of the consent agreement, the certificate will be revoked. And during the probationary period, must commit no violation of state or federal law. Reimbursement of investigative costs in the amount of $632.96. Any costs of this probation are those of the certificate holder.
Second.
Ken and Susan.
President Kidder.
Aye.
Vice President Archer.
Aye.
Member Stephen.
Aye.
Member Hill.
Aye.
Member Brimhall.
Aye.
Member Cook.
Aye.
Member Felix.
Aye.
Member Coford.
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. Appreciate you being here today. Okay, next on the list is Tito Gavazzo, 2023 NCI 0158.
This applicant Gavazzo here. Thank you, sir. Come on up. How are you again?
Morning. Thank you for being here today. For the record, would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Tito Gombantes.
Okay, very well.
Mr. President, members of the board, this is another manager certificate application before you for review. The reason for the board review is because staff did not feel that it was comfortable issuing a new manager certificate given the disciplinary background of this applicant. Manager Gombantes was previously certified with us. That particular license was voluntarily surrendered back in February of 2021. The details of that particular case are in your investigative report. The recommendation from staff in this particular case, pending your approval, is that they approve the manager certificate pending passing the board's manager examination within the substantive time frame. To applicant Camontes's credit, he did properly disclose the previous disciplinary action on his current application. I don't have anything further unless there's questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Gavantes, tell me the circumstances why you agreed for the voluntary surrender, and what have you been doing in the meantime, and why is it that you feel it's time to reapply?
First and foremost, I would like to make an apology, and I was here before, because I was so emotional and depressed. But it learns a lot for me, and I became a better person when I work in floor. I work as a caregiver and medtech. And I'm proud to say that I saved 4 residents' life. I saved them doing the CPR, and that's why I became a better person doing this. And I found out when I was on the floor, some caregivers, they rattled. They don't know that, you know, being doing the CPR. Luckily, I was there and do the CPR, and then I saved for a period of 1 year, I saved for life. So I'm proud to say that I feel I'm proud of myself, and I became a better person. And what had happened to me in Alzheimer's, it gives me more understanding, more being a person, not only what you're doing as a manager, but the whole. So I embrace everything, and I'm so sorry if I got, I voluntarily surrendered my license, because at that time, way back 2021, I was impacted of COVID, and at that time there is no vaccination available, and the hospital gave me anti-plasma in my body, but there is a complications. I became a diabetic, I became arthritis, everything so complicated, and well, I feel better now. That's why my limitations in the curve is limited, and the owner hired somebody. Then, but I'm about to remove my license, but the state comes, but I'm still responsible for that. But I submitted everything, I corrected all the deficiencies, and you know, and I'm very grateful that the NCAA board gave me the chance to be part of the NCAA board, and I'm willing to serve the NCAA board based on what I had experienced when I was on the floor.
All right, thank you. Other questions?
Okay. Mr. President, I have a quick question. Mr. Gavantes, it says that you haven't passed the manager's test yet. Have you taken the manager's test and not passed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what are your challenges with passing the test to this point, having managed before?
Well, I understand what's, you know, as a rule as a manager. It's not an easy job. You know, you have to oversee everything because you are responsible the overall day-to-day operation of the care home. And we need to understand that sometimes I encountered problems with the owner. You know, before I take this job, I always keep telling to the owner, please give me a free hand to do my job, because it's very difficult. There's going to be a conflict of, you know, interests. Well, as a buyer, you are responsible to protect the business and the safety of the residents. And I think I hold that knowledge, and I'm still, you know, do my job as a manager.
One more question. Then you bring up a good point that we hear about a lot here at the board. If you as a manager feel like you're not getting support from the owner of the facility, what will your response be going forward versus in the past?
Well, I have to sit down to the, you know, to the owner, and I think I have to refresh what we had agreed, and then if in address, so I have to, you know, remove my license because I don't want to be in big trouble again to the DHS and the NSAID, because they don't, maybe they don't understand the weight, you know, as a manager, you know, responsibility.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, any further questions? Hearing none, I will make a motion to approve the application for manager certification for Tito Gavantes, pending passing the board's manager examination within the substantive time frame, or the application will be denied.
Second.
Ken and Susan.
President Kidder.
Aye.
Vice President Archer.
Aye.
Member Stephen.
Aye.
Member Hill.
Aye.
Member Brimhall.
Aye.
Member Cook.
Aye.
Member Felix.
Aye.
Member Coford.
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, very well. Congratulations and good luck to you. I appreciate you being here today to talk to us.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to jump ahead. We've got a hearing scheduled for 9:15. This would be for
Board Member Kidder, Board President Kidder.
Yeah.
This is an AG, James Monahan. The IA is also scheduled here for 6A. If you just want to take that one first, as my hearings are full, motions to deem. So there is nobody here for those.
So for 6A. I'm sorry, say again, you want to take A first, Uzoma?
Yes, please.
Okay.
No. Adewoma Esposhagi.
Where are we, Chair?
6A.
Huh?
6A?
6A.
6A. It's the Superior Court matter that the board, the staff's going to
advise you. Oh, okay. Yes, that's fine. So, Seamus, when you're ready, you've got the floor.
And can you hear me? Am I coming through clearly?
Yes, you are.
Okay, perfect. So this is a little normal than we usually do things. However, if you remember this case,
Seamus,
came before
this is
the board. Yeah.
We do have other people that have appeared for this. Can we do introductions first and then you can proceed? Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. And if you want, you can let them talk first. And I think they have much more to say than I do.
Okay. All right. So, if you can introduce yourself, please.
I'm Eric Slavik with Rose Law Group.
Okay. I come with a child, with the living assistant, minor, pondering minor living assistant.
Okay.
Owen Lennon, Rose Law Group.
Okay, very well.
I'll go ahead and jump in. Board members, thank you so much for hearing us today, allowing us to be present. This is a little bit of a unique procedural position, so we have made the appeal, but we are here to discuss going back a few steps to be in front of you. On February 12th, the board made the decision to revoke our client's manager license, and 5 days prior to that, her husband did start chemotherapy, so she did not make an appearance at that February 12th hearing. I think that there is a lot of regret to not making that appearance. And so what we really want to do is to be able to present the underlying issues to you guys. And this all has to do with the air conditioning units and you know, the decisions and findings of fact that arose out of that. So we can either talk about those underlying issues today, or we can just make our motion for a rehearing and come back and talk about the substantive issues.
Okay. Other comments right now? All right, guidance.
Absolutely. So, just as a thank you, Mr. President, Diane Gia, for the record, Assistant Attorney General, serving as the board's independent legal advisor on this matter. Just as a threshold matter, please keep in mind the board can always vote to go to executive session for legal advice on this. If you would like to do that, we can do that now, and I can give you a little bit of direction on your options, or I can give you advice in open session, whichever the board prefers.
Okay, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
I second.
Okay.
President Kidder?
Aye.
Member Brimhall?
Aye.
Vice President Archer?
Aye.
Member Stephen?
Aye.
Member Hill?
Aye.
Member Cook?
Aye.
Member Felix?
Aye.
Member Coford?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you. We'll be back.
Folks, before we go to the executive session, it's discussion of their terminology.